Welcome to All Things Travel. Today, we continue our series on ocean cruising by comparing several different cruise lines and their itineraries to help you choose the next perfect vacation for you and your family. You're listening to All Things Travel, episode 27, original air date, December 23rd, 2020.
Well, Shane, I'm excited to continue our series on ocean cruising. The last couple episodes, episode 25, we talked about top myths of ocean cruising debunked. And our last episode, 26, was all about choosing and booking the right cruise for your family. And I thought tonight's episode was interesting. We're gonna take a vacation and we're gonna compare different cruises for that vacation so people can kind of get a sense of what might work for them.
I don't know if it's just because we're about to head into wave season or if I've just spent the last few days working outdoors in the cold, but looking at cruises has been really interesting. And I know it's funny, you probably
looking at all those Caribbean ports.
Well, and I say that even though you got the Caribbean on this one and I had Alaska. So, but you know, still it was funny because I'm looking at the three cruise lines and when I'm looking at one, I'm going, this is the one I want. This is the one I would choose. And then I look at the other one and no, I would pick this one. This is the one. Yeah, there are so many options and it's hopefully we can kind of clear the waters, no pun intended, by telling a little bit about what is different between each cruise lines voyages.
Well, and I think people often start looking into cruises and then they kind of get stuck after they see the variety options. And so maybe today, you know, we're going to take two of these vacations and compare them and help you choose. And but before we do that, we've got a couple things we're going to ask from you. The four podcast review, go to our podcast, click on leave a review. Click on those 5 stars and tell us what you think. We'd love to reach out to you and share that review on the show. And we'd appreciate that review because it helps people find us. And the second thing we want to remind you about is several ago, we talked about the top things to buy before your theme park vacation to save money on your theme park vacation. And we have a list of those that we'd like to share with you. So if you go to allthingstravelshow.com/shopping, we will provide you that list of things that you should buy before your trip that's actually going to save time and stress on your trip. So make sure you check that out as well. All right, Shane, let's talk about some cruises.
All right, you start. I'm in the mood for, you know, something sunny and warm. So let's hear what you got for the Caribbean itineraries.
So what I did was I looked at a family of four that wanted to travel this coming summer on a cruise and what their options would be. So I've got a family of four, 2 adults and 2 children, ages 11 and 8, that want to do a 7-night Caribbean cruise. And remember, we've said this before, we go by nights. So the first day when you actually get on the ship is a full day as far as the cruise is concerned. In the morning that you get off is a day. So you go by the nights there. So all three of these cruises are going to be 7-night Western Caribbean cruises, all departing out of Florida. So I've got three that I'm going to compare here. And these are real cruises that are on the books. So the first is Royal Caribbean, July 18th to the 25th, departing out of Port Canaveral. And if you don't know where Port Canaveral is, it's about an hour away from Orlando. So if you're flying into Florida, most likely you're going to fly into Orlando or Sanford and make your way over to Port Canaveral. This 7-night Caribbean cruise includes Nassau, Falmouth, Jamaica, Labadee, Haiti, and also a perfect day at Coco Cay, which is Royal Caribbean's private island, and 2 days of cruising. So when you think of the Royal Caribbean brand, Shane, why would people choose this one?
To me, those ships just look stunning. There's so many things to do, and I think Royal Caribbean is one of the ahead of the curve with innovations. They're the ones that come up with absolutely. The new, I think one of their ships has an ice skating rink on it. So, and you know, one has the bionic bar with the robots that make drinks. So yeah, just always just over the top things like that, Broadway style shows.
I agree with you. I think there's, you know, the one thing I think about with Royal Caribbean is there's just, it offers something for everybody. And there's lots of different activities, you know, and they really, like you said, they kind of push the boundaries where, you know, not only is there things like rock climbing, but some of their larger ships have boardwalk areas where, you know, it's almost like you're on a floating city where you're walking through the downtown of the ship, if you will. And we got to talk about The Perfect Day at Coco Cay. If you have not seen Coco Cay, it is just an amazing private island. And I'll actually talk about that with an excursion a little later. So I applied the promotions that are currently going on with Royal Caribbean, and Royal Caribbean has some really attractive pricing right now. And I looked at three levels of staterooms. Remember from our previous episode, there's usually inside, ocean view, and balcony or veranda. So an inside cabin is going to be completely inside. There's not going to be a window or a balcony. And you're going to have a queen size bed and a sleeper sofa that's going to pull out for two guests. And at this for this sailing, the inside cabin for the 7-night sailing would be $4,066.20. Ocean views were not available anymore on this cruise. And I should point that out when we looked at these cruises, you know, we are getting later in the season here to book this upcoming summer. So some of this pricing might not be as good as it would be right when it comes out. So just keep that in mind, or some things might be sold out. Two different balcony views that I found. The first is a boardwalk balcony. So you're actually not looking out on the ocean, but you're looking on the inside, you're looking out over the boardwalk area in the ship. So it's kind of like if you're at one of those hotels where there's an inside courtyard and you might be looking inside to the pool area or the courtyard area. So this for the 7 nights would be $4,281.20. An ocean view balcony, which would be just that, you'd have the same size stateroom, but you'd have a balcony that would be overlooking the ocean, $5,357.20. It must be Royal Caribbean must like something about the 20 cents, Shane. It must take it over the edge there.
20 is their
so
number.
You're looking at basically, you know, $200 more, almost $300 more to have a balcony looking on the inside, and then just a little under $1,000 more to have an ocean view balcony. What are your reactions to this pricing, Shane?
I would expect a little more difference between an inside room and a balcony. So, you know, if I was just trying to find the least expensive cruise I could find,
yeah.
If that's what someone is after, go ahead and see what the pricing is going to be for a balcony, because it's not that much more. But, you know, I've also got a friend and they really like the interior rooms, because when they're ready to sleep, she said, when they're ready to sleep and they turn out the lights, there's no light creeping in anywhere, that it's pitch black, right. And they can sleep really well in that. So,
you know, the one thing I would say about even the boardwalk balcony is it extends the space in your room, and especially for four folks, you know, having some extra space on the balcony might make some difference with you know, being able to share that space. Now, one thing with Royal Caribbean to think about when you're thinking about the price is that that price that I quoted there gives you access to the entry level dining. And again, you know me, I'm a foodie. I think about food when it comes to cruising. And Royal Caribbean does offer dining and drink packages that would allow you to have access to more signature restaurants, if you will. A lot of the ships have several restaurants that you have access to with the normal pricing. And Royal Caribbean, I would say, had about half a dozen, whether it was quick service or sit down, that you could have access to. But then you could pay more to have access to signature restaurants. And this would be about $24 per day per person. So about $168 for a 7-night cruise per person. If you want to have drinks while you're on board, one thing that most cruises don't have is included soda. So for $15 a day per person, you could have the soda package. Or if you plan to have alcohol and want an alcohol package, the package would be anywhere from $63 to $89 per person per day. So, you know, you have to kind of take that into consideration when you're looking at these prices. How do you want to enjoy your time?
Yeah, because I think someone like me is probably going to go with the drink package and then just kind of settle with the daily regular dining package to help cure a little bit of the hangover from the unlimited drinks.
And you know me, I probably do the exact opposite. I go to the signature right, restaurants sure. and you can have your Coke. So one of the things that we looked at with all of these cruises is what's a port adventure that might be fun for this family of four. And I chose, since we're already going to Coco Cay, which is the private island, I chose to get tickets to the Thrill Water Park. And so what they have here at the Perfect Day at Coco Cay is all of the beaches and the pools and everything like that are included. But then they have a water park section that they limit the capacity. I feel like we've said that a lot this year, limited capacity. But it allows you to have less wait times, more time at the water park. And so for the day, depending on the timing of the cruise, it would be anywhere from $57 to $99 per person for the day while you're there at Coco Cay. I don't know about you, Shane, but this sounds like a fun way to spend some time at Coco Cay.
You know, I'm not a big water park person, but yeah, it just seems like Coco Cay is a little more than that. And I would definitely want to check that out.
So that's the first cruise that I looked at. The second cruise, I wanted to go with Disney Cruise Line, and specifically because we've got a family here with younger kids, and we know that Disney provides a really family-focused cruising environment. So the Disney Cruise Line itinerary that I chose sails July 31st to August 7th, also out of Port Canaveral. So out, you know, about an hour from Orlando. So the same port as the Royal Caribbean ship. And this is a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise going to a few different places here, Cozumel, Grand Cayman, Falmouth, Jamaica, and Castaway Key, which is Disney's private island, along with 2 sea days. Enjoy time on the ship. And why Disney Cruise Line, Shane? What comes to mind when you think about Disney Cruise Line?
The Disney difference. And, you know, if you want the theming and all and the characters, you're going to have that. If you don't want it, you don't have to have that, because we both know a lot of adults who
sure.
cruise Disney Cruise Lines without kids and absolutely love it.
And they do it because of the level of service, the level of detail that we know Disney can offer.
Absolutely.
And one of the things, as you're comparing these prices to consider with Disney compared to the other two that I'm going to provide, is Disney does have various restaurants, more restaurants than compared to Royal Caribbean. And they also include soda and coffee as part of their offerings that are included. So as we look at this, though, you have an inside stateroom, again, for the four of you. So this could be a queen-size bed with a sleeper sofa and possibly, depending on the room that you have, a pull-down bed for the fourth person. So this is going to be, for the 7-night cruise inside, $8,806. For the ocean view, which would be very similar to Royal Caribbean, so you've got your large porthole, you've got, actually, in some of these, you have a window seat that you can sit in and look at the ocean. So for the ocean view, you have $9,058. And then lastly, for the veranda, and this would be the largest of the three rooms and would also offer the ocean balcony, it would be $10,108. So Shane, quite a price difference here when comparing Royal Caribbean and Disney Cruise Line.
Pretty much double on each yeah. category, pretty yeah. much double the price of Royal Caribbean.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and again, I think you just, for a lot of people, the Disney brand is the hook for choosing this cruise and the level of service. I've experienced this and I know it's top notch, you know, but it is quite a price difference. The feature port adventure that I chose here, because I tried to be similar across these three cruises, so you could kind of get a sense of how they may be different. But the feature port adventure was in Falmouth, Jamaica, And it was a zip line adventure where you would spend the day with different zip lines, waterfall, pool areas that you could play in. And for this adventure, it'd be $113 or $82 for the 8-year-old. What do you think about this, Shane? I know you say you're not a water park guy. What about zip lines?
Ooh, I love zip lines are a blast. I was terrified the first time, but if you think you're going to be afraid of it, just do it. And it's those prices there, especially Castaway Key, that is absolutely worth it.
And then the third cruise line I went with was Celebrity Cruise Lines. And you may not be as familiar with Celebrity as you are with Royal Caribbean and Disney. Celebrity is part of the Royal Caribbean brand. It's kind of the step up from Royal Caribbean as far as what they focus on with restaurants and amenities and different things like that. And so I wanted to compare. The one thing I will say about this is, while they certainly welcome families and children, this cruise line does not have as much family programming, if you will. But if you have some children who are foodies or, you know, are not as interested in the kids clubs activities and things like that, I think Celebrity might offer kind of an elevated experience. I found a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise, July 4th through 11th. So you could actually sail on the 4th of July if you wish, sailing out of Fort Lauderdale. So you would most likely fly into either Fort Lauderdale or Miami to catch this cruise. 7-night Western Caribbean cruise, Nassau, Grand Cayman, Cozumel, and Costa Maya, Mexico. And one of the things that Celebrity has done recently is they've automatically included 3 of the most popular amenities. So they've included a drink package, they've included Wi-Fi, and they've included gratuities, or those tips that you will pay for on other cruise lines. And I would say, yeah, if you're a foodie, there's some more restaurants that are included compared to the other two, and there's lots of specialty restaurants. So if you're interested in paying a little extra for dining, that you're really going to be happy here. And one of the things that I noticed, so I just said that drinks, Wi-Fi, and gratuities were included. But as I priced this out, I noticed what you could do is you could actually add a premium drink package and streaming Wi-Fi and onboard credit. So what was interesting, so to give you an example, with the inside cabin that I'm going to share, for $136 per passenger, you would get the premium drink package, streaming Wi-Fi, plus $150 onboard credit. So you were actually getting more to spend than what you were paying. Or if you wanted to get $300 of onboard credit, that was $346 per person. One thing that I noticed as I did these pricing was that cost went down the higher stateroom that you got. So sure, it actually was less for the veranda folks because they're paying more for their stateroom. So, you know, it may, especially if you're looking for that elevated experience, these might be options that you're interested in. But with Celebrity, you know that base drink package that does include alcohol, regular Wi-Fi, and gratuities are all taken care of. So when I looked at this, an inside cabin is going to be $4,468 for that 7-night cruise. An ocean view is going to be $5,000.32. And the veranda is going to be $5,626.32. I think overall, Shane, I was really surprised at how close this was to the Royal Caribbean sailing.
I was too. I started to use Celebrity as one of my comparisons. And when I was looking at them, and it was actually really close.
So I mentioned this specialty dining, and just to give you an example here, and again, these are not exact prices for this cruise, but just example prices, because the pricing does change based on the cruise and based on the cruise length. But for to have access to specialty dining restaurants, for $109 per person, you could have 3 meals at specialty dining restaurants over the course of that 7-night cruise. For $336 per person, you could have unlimited dining at specialty restaurants over the 7-night cruise. So, you know, it's really based on what you want to experience. I would say overall, the general dining at Celebrity is very high, but you may, if you have a couple restaurants that you're really interested in, I know they focus a lot on celebrity chefs, you know, here's some different options for you.
That sounds like it would be a lot of really good food, the unlimited dining option for $336 per person. That's,
And to give you a comparable shore excursion to what I had with Royal Caribbean and Disney Cruise Line, I did a port adventure in Cozumel at the Explore theme park. And this is a park that focuses on zip lining, swimming caves, paddling. You also take an amphibious vehicle through the water and through the jungle. And for this day, it's $209 per person or $174 for that 8-year-old. So the most expensive of the three, but a lot of different options for you to enjoy the jungle and enjoy some adrenaline when you're at Cozumel.
I've seen photographs of the Cozumel Explorer and it looks absolutely amazing. It looks so much fun and just beautiful to a beautiful place to see.
So to change gears here a little bit, Shane looked at a different type of vacation. How about you fill us in on what you found, Shane?
Well, I went with Alaskan Cruises and with adults. So I don't know if it's a honeymoon or just, you know, leaving the kids at home for a week. But
good to me.
Yeah. I mean, a couple could also take a Caribbean cruise, just like you could also take the entire family on an Alaskan cruise. I went with Royal Caribbean also. You know, in general, on all three of my comparisons, I went with 7-night Alaskan cruises, and I was shooting for June of 2021 to try to make them as comparable as possible. And I went with Royal Caribbean also to try to have more continuity between our two comparisons, and also because they're one of my personal favorites. This is a 7-night Alaska Glacier cruise, and it departs from Vancouver on June 21st, hits a few ports and returns on June 28th. And it includes, beginning in Vancouver, the Inside Passage of Canada, Ketchikan, Alaska, Juneau, Alaska, Skagway, the Tracy Arm Fjord, and then back to Vancouver. A lot of the same reasons for a Caribbean cruise you have for an Alaskan cruise. Maybe one difference, the ship that I picked is what they call the Quantum class of ships. And on these ships, they have what they call the Quantum North Star. And it's this little bubble that you get in. I mean, maybe the size of a small room on the top deck. And it extends up on this arm several feet into the air. So you can get a bird's eye view of the ship and then great view of the glaciers. And just looks like it would be a lot of fun. There are a lot of specials with all of these cruise lines. And so all the prices that I'm going to give for Royal Caribbean are including a 60% off sale that they're running currently for these dates.
So it'd be 60% off for that second person, right?
Yes. I picked an interior room also on one of these ships for the couple. It's $4,673. I ran that price including the taxes and the fees. And then I also added the prepaid gratuities of $203. And so that's included in these three prices.
Okay, great.
The next one is an ocean view but not a balcony, just a window. The Quantum class ships don't have the boardwalk, so there's no boardwalk views. And it was $4,144. And then I also went with a balcony on the ocean view. And the square footage on these rooms is interesting. They separate the room square footage from the balcony square footage. So where an interior room was 155 square feet, the balconies are 198 square feet. But on these Quantum class ships, they've got a 55 square feet of balcony. So that's a pretty decent size balcony. For that, for the couple, for the cruise, is $4,958. And then there were some rooms where you could upgrade to a larger balcony, but it was only 65 square feet. So I don't know that would be worth it.
So we're talking Alaskan cruise here. One of the reasons you go is the scenery. And so I would say, gosh, that's not necessarily where I'd want to have an inside room. I totally understand budget, but when you're talking about a trip like this, it's not that much more to have a window or a balcony. In the grand scheme of things, when you're talking about a 7-night cruise.
And on that too, you might have noticed that the interior room was a little more expensive than the ocean view room. And that's just based on what is left for
what's available at this time. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
And then something that I'm glad you said that, because one of the things I forgot to point out is on these Quantum class ships, these interior rooms have a virtual balcony. So a window or a screen that looks like a window.
Sure.
With a live feed of, you know, where the ship is passing. But still, like you said, I, on an Alaskan cruise, I don't want that. I don't want to see what's passing by from a screen. I want to be on a balcony. And
you can certainly go up and be on the deck. But I don't know. There's just this feeling, Shane, of going by the glaciers or going by the rugged Alaskan landscape, sitting on my balcony, drinking coffee.
I think I want to get
my camera.
I want to get up a few minutes before sun, 30 minutes or so before sunrise. Yeah. And, even remembering that there's going to be some pretty long days sometimes in Alaska, get up pretty early and sit out on the balcony and watch that versus having to get up a little extra and climb up to the top of the ship to watch that. So,
yeah. So just something to think about when you're looking at these cruises, it's not always about price. Sometimes it's about what makes sense for that vacation.
And then making sure that you're on the right side of the ship so that you are looking at these ice features on the shore and not out into the ocean on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you, anything else with this, with this cruise then, Shane?
I did another comparison with a Radiance. It's called the Radiance class of ships, and they don't have the ball that you can sit in and get extended up into the air for the bird's eye view. And the rooms are a little, but the ships are mostly made of glass. So there's a lot of bright, there's a lot of natural lighting, a lot of great views. And so an interior room on this one was around $3,200. An ocean view room was about $3,800. And then that balcony with an ocean view that you're going to want was around $4,800, just as a comparison. A little bit of different amenities on the ship. Still a lot of dining, a lot of entertainment, a lot of shows, just a little different experience based on the construction of the ship.
Yeah. And again, that's, shameless plug. That's why working with somebody like Shane, who has done a lot of training with these different ships, is going to be able to steer you in the right direction when it comes to that.
An excursion for a Royal Caribbean cruise that I selected is there's a train ride from Skagway, Alaska, to a salmon bake at a camp and then cocktails in a saloon. And this train,
very cool.
It's mostly glass. So when you're riding through the mountains, you've got amazing views along the ride. It's $265 for adults. And then had this not been an adults only trip and you were taking kids, it would be $175 each for the kids.
What a neat excursion though. And again, when you're talking about Alaska, you do have to factor in, I would say comparing to the Caribbean, and this is completely my opinion, my bias, I'm more anxious to do excursions in Alaska than I am in the Caribbean. I'm more likely to spend that extra money to have that experience of the train ride, and to see those different things than I might be in a Cozumel or Costa Maya or a place like that.
If I'm being candid here, you kind of brought this cruise line to my attention recently so that I could add it to this comparison. But Uncruise is a completely different kind of cruise. It's a lot smaller ships. And this is on this itinerary that I picked. The ship only has 27 cabins.
It's a really unique offering compared to these other cruise lines. Absolutely.
Yeah. And can hold up to 74 guests and then 26 crew members. So a small ship. So there's not, and I only did one price because there's not any balconies on it because they're tiny ships. But you have access to these places that the big ships just can't get into, and a lot of opportunities for experiences like hiking and paddling and snorkeling and any level of adventure that you're up to. Or
when I've learned about uncruised, you know, you'll get into these smaller areas and then everybody goes out and kayaks, you know, so you're seeing the water from your own kayak and you're having all these adventures, but then you're coming back to really high amenity levels on the ship.
Yeah. Really nice ships. I mean, it's not a Spartan experience by any means. All the excursions are included. So it's going to include all of your meals, all of your drinks, with non-alcoholic and alcoholic, all of your transfers. And for these excursions, you know, you're going to need boats and you're going to need gear for snorkeling and maybe for kayaking, and all of that is included as well. So you don't have to bring anything. You don't have to worry. You know, a lot of trips, if you're going to take that kind of an excursion, you got to make sure you're renting the right boat and you buy the right gear for the warmth. All that's taken care of with Uncruise.
So what did you find when you looked at the pricing there?
So most of the rooms had windows. There were a few interior rooms that didn't have windows. So for what they call the Explorer room with a large picture window, you're looking at $13,390. So pretty expensive compared to those other cruises. Definitely a memorable experience and well worth that.
Sure. Now,
if you're feeling really generous and you want to share this type of experience with 73 of your closest friends, you can charter the entire ship
for
a mere $405,300.
I think that'd be good for the All Things Travel Facebook group to do.
I think so. I think we should just take the whole group on one of these trips.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll pass the plate around and raise the money, and we'll see you next summer.
Sounds like a good time. So on this last one, I went for luxury, and I initially was going to go with Celebrity, but it was a little too close to the Royal Caribbean, so I wanted to really up this experience, and I went with a cruise line called Crystal Cruise Lines.
So this sounds like it might be the cruise for the couple who's going on a special vacation or a special anniversary.
Absolutely. One of the things that fascinates me with Crystal Cruises is that they are super luxurious, like the Rolls Royce of ships, but they run so many promotions that you can affordably get onto one of these ships and experience this level of service. And so one of the reasons to choose a Crystal Cruise is what they call 6-star service.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're in one of the suites, which I didn't price one of the suites, but if you're staying in one of the suites, you get twice daily housekeeping and 24-hour room service. But included with all of the itineraries is Michelin-inspired cuisine. There's a staff member for every 1.7 people on the boat. So there's at least one staff member for every two people. So you can get all the attention and all the service you need on one of these cruises. They always include everything like wines and spirits and free Wi-Fi. And so the rooms that I priced for the Crystal Cruises is I did a deluxe stateroom with a large picture window, and they're pretty big. It's a 213 square foot room compared to the smaller 157 square foot with Royal Caribbean. And for the couple, this cruise came out to $7,098. Which sounds cheap after I just called it the Rolls Royce of cruise lines.
Right, exactly.
But that's including a current special, which is 2-for-1, and it's basically half price. So usually you're looking at $14,000 for that same cruise. And then they also currently have a $750 book now discount.
Sure.
So then I looked at a deluxe stateroom with a veranda, and these things are really nice. 267 square feet. And then it is $8,498. So still expensive, but not as much more.
Yeah. If you're at that level of cruising, it may not be that much more for you.
Right. If it's just something that you want to try out, but you're unsure about and think you can't afford, keep an eye out on Crystal Cruises, because they do run a lot of incentives to give them a shot.
And similar itinerary to the other two as far as what you're going to be seeing and where you're going to be going in Alaska?
Yes. So this is the Alaskan Wonders Tour, and it leaves around the same time. This one's June 23rd to June 30th. A difference here is that this is a one-way trip. So this one starts in Vancouver, but it finishes in Anchorage.
All right.
And so after leaving Vancouver, this one also hits the Inside Passage like the Royal Caribbean ship did. You'll go through the Seymour Narrows, which, being a Seymour myself, I really think that everyone should go see the Seymour Narrows.
Yeah, I'm sure it's named after some Admiral Seymour in your family.
Probably so, assuming that they're is one. It also goes through Ketchikan and Juneau. And then this one goes through Skagway, Hoonah, Alaska. And then you get to see the cruising Hubbard Glacier before ending the trip in Anchorage, Alaska.
Very good.
That's six pretty different options for cruising.
Well, this was interesting. I like to see how you take the same vacation and kind of look at it from three different ways. And you know, each of these cruise lines have some positives or negatives, or if not negatives, things to consider what makes the most sense for you.
So what do you think? What out of the three Caribbean cruises that you picked? I mean, and you know, a lot of us are just going to want to pick the most expensive one, obviously, because it's that level of experience. But what do you think? Which one do you think you would go with?
I think, thinking of my family, so I've got, you know, it would be two adults and a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old. And I think for us, we have been on the Disney Cruise Line and really enjoyed it. But I think kind of a step in a different direction there with Celebrity Cruises, for the price, probably makes the most sense for us. We will definitely cruise a variety of different cruise lines in our family vacation time. I'm not worried about that, but I think comparing these three, that's probably where I would go next. How about you with Alaska? If you were taking your wife with you for an adult's trip, which one was most exciting to you?
I would be tempted to take the Uncruise ship, but I really think that I want to be on a bigger ship with a lot more people. Mm-hmm. I think I would go with the Royal Caribbean out of those three. You know, and I'm a pretty down to earth guy, so I don't. That although the Crystal Cruise amenities, those rooms look luxurious and amazing, but I'm kind of more comfortable and have a little more fun, you know, down to earth, like Royal Caribbean style, I think.
Well, and you know, the good thing is everybody who's listening to us, everybody has their own kind of tastes. And so, you know, I enjoyed kind of comparing these different ones. If you liked this, let us know. You know, we'd like to do this in the future if this is something you want to hear about. You know, we'd be happy to compare different vacations to a certain destination or a different type of vacation, comparing different tour groups or things like that. If you liked the way we did this today, let us know and we'd be happy to continue.
We would both enjoy a little more homework of finding out the right cruise for you.
Or land tour or theme park or, you know, best way to explore a certain part of the world. We could do that too.
We could definitely do entire episodes just on pre and post tour packages for any of these cruise lines.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Did I accidentally give us another assignment for a podcast episode?
Well, hey, Shane, as we wrap up, I want to make mention of the fact that we're in the later part of December, and I know this is the holiday season, and I want to wish you and your family happy holidays, and I want to wish our listeners happy holidays. We are so appreciative of our listeners and the folks that interact with us on our Facebook group. We're just so excited to be doing this podcast and wishing everybody a happy holidays.
Ditto to all that. Happy holidays to everyone. And thank you very much.
So we would love to help you plan your next travel adventure. Maybe it's one of the cruises that we talked about on today's episode. Reach out to us at vacationplanning@allthingstravelshow.com. And remember, it's our job to make you a vacation planning superhero. Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the show so you can join us next time on All Things Travel.
And remember, never stop exploring.